This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your rubbish.
Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I call the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
You big stupid Mrs. Motherfucker, open. Make him lick his own shit off.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my God, we need to buy this fucking tape back. I just
scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You, bad boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now, Ham Radio. Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me! Hi.
Word.
I haven't had any sleep. Enjoy the show.
Do
Yay.
I have to?
You got to kind of do it for at least 2 hours, Bill. It is the Ham Radio Show live on the Unfiltered Radio Network. And, of course, hamradioshow.com, as well as multiple other radio outlets as well. We are live. 718-577-1389. Also, Facebook Live suite behind me. Yeah, because we got the old school cameras going on, the ham cams, and I do the fact that our computer she's dead, Jim. There's nothing we can do about it. Anybody want to do a eulogy for the computer?
No, not yet. No, not yet.
Joe desperately believes.
Hope.
Joe desperately believes he can bring it back to life.
I'm religious.
He's religious. Joe, do the sign of the cross over the computer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to pray on it tonight.
Yeah.
I have some friends here. We have prayer meetings.
You got some friends?
Yeah, we hold hands around the computer.
You do a seance?
Yeah, we go, I love your computer. You're coming back alive. I love your computer. I'm going to get my wife.
What is he mumbling about his wife?
He's having something. Right? I think it's actually his fucking senility is finally kicking in fully.
No, you have
and
to,
he's done, and that's it.
You have to make a chant. You know, like a chant. Oh, my God.
That's Buddhism, you motherfucker.
No.
That's not a seance. No, a seance is like, you don't do like a chant.
We do Kaputism.
Kaputism?
Kaputism, yes.
You bring
computers back to life.
Oh, Kaputism.
Yeah, Kaputism.
That was your weird attempt at comedy.
Was that?
I get it.
Shut the fuck up.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We are live. Joe, you heard the buzzer, Joe.
I'm going to eat worms.
You know your punishment is when the buzzer goes off, you shut the fuck up. It's just the way it happens.
No one likes me.
It's not that we don't like you.
No.
We just don't want you to talk.
Ooh. What?
Ever.
What?
It just happens.
Isn't that the same thing?
Yes. Maybe what you should do is you shut your covfehe.
Okay.
Your covfefe.
I'll be good, I promise.
You shut your covfefe right now, motherfucker.
Covfefe.
Yes. You heard what Trump did?
Yeah, he's misspelled.
By accident, and then he tried covering up with a joke?
No, he just coffee or whatever it was.
No, he wasn't trying to cover. No, that was not coffee.
What was the word he was trying to say?
I have no clue. He has no clue what the fuck he was trying to say.
Something about news coverage.
Yes, he was trying to talk about coverage. He let out a tweet today. The president of the United States of America. Our commander-in-chief.
He made a typo.
What do we call him? Hashtag Orange Overlord.
Yeah.
There he comes. It's coming in the room. Well, every time I say it.
Republicans are famous for not being able to spell.
I know. You must be definitely Republican, Joe.
Remember potato?
Trump. All right, so the Orange Overlord.
Yeah.
Yeah, went on the... Oh, yeah, it's so good. He went out there and he wanted to, of course, convey some information via the Twitter.
Of course.
And for some reason, he let out a tweet.
Yeah.
Secret messages to the Russians.
Yes. I think it's coffee in Russian.
I said that today. It was a signal.
But he wrote...
Yeah.
Covfefe.
Yeah.
Covfefe.
You know,
Covfefe.
I started watching House of Cards today because they just put it up on
Netflix.
And they're obviously mimicking, Trump, like.
Oh, of course they are.
And it says
anything that has presidents in it is going after Trump. Designated Survivor.
Yeah.
House of Cards.
Yeah, it's a great show.
The Americans, which takes place in the 80s, but has to do with Russians. So it put Russians in America, so automatically...
Right, the sleeper cell thing.
Yeah, they automatically just put it in together
and
make it work around. So. But anyway, covfefe is today's word of the day.
Oh, no, it's covfefe.
Covfefe.
Go covfefe.
Covfefe.
I kind of like that word.
It's not a bad word if it actually had a meaning.
Yeah.
Covfefe...
Well, Marcus says it means pussy.
No, you grab it right by the covfefe.
Yeah, it means pussy. And that makes sense to me. Covfefe could be pussy.
Of course it does.
Yeah. We used to say in Italian, bucacchia.
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 The best part of waking up is covfefe in your cup.
Yeah. Fuzz cup.
A fuzz cup.
A fuzz cup.
Covfefe is today's word of the day. It was the most trending topic that was out there today until... Kathy Griffin made even more news today.
Jeez. Well, she got what she wanted.
She definitely got. She got publicity.
No question.
She got off for New Year's Eve.
Oh boy, did she.
For the first time in what, 10 years?
In a decade. By the way, Kathy Griffin losing her job.
Yeah.
TMZ reporting that CNA has... CNA, too.
TNA, yeah.
Sure, not them, but CNN as well. Has fired Kathy Griffin. By the way, if you're living under a rock and have no reason why she got fired, she did a photo shoot that was supposedly labeled as art. I'm going to say the term loosely again, labeled as art. in which during the footage, the behind the scenes footage, she even says,
"I went over the line."
No, not even that. That was the apology.
Probably I'll sue her because it would be fun.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Apparently, he's gonna sue her because it'll be fun.
Why are you? What the fuck were you playing?
The simple little button.
Don't touch anything.
Probably I'll sue her because it would be fun.
Okay. Stop having Trump interrupt me for a second. Yeah. I'm trying to explain what happened.
That's my job.
During the photo shoot with the picture, by the way, the picture in question is a picture of Kathy Griffin holding a severed bloody head of Donald J. Trump, our president of the United States of America.
Are you
now,
sure this wasn't some sort of orange, like, you know...
No, it was. It wasn't an Oompa Loompa's head. It was
Oompa Loompa
Doopity-Dee.
I thought it was just his hair dye running. You know?
No, it was blood.
Caught in the rain, you know.
It was a bloody stump of a body part. It was the head of Donald J. Trump. Ooh. And now, I don't even know where to fucking begin. I don't even see how, where you thought it was funny.
No, it wasn't funny. You finish.
Yeah, you definitely finished. But where the fuck did you think that was funny?
No.
Can I ask, like, I want to be at the meeting, the thought process. Because if you watch, like I was saying before, if you watch the footage of the behind the scenes of the photo shoot,
yeah, I saw
she
that.
Clearly states,
sure. Wait,
we're going to have to.
Behind the scenes to a photo shoot with Kathy Griffin?
No, because it was a part of a fucking. Can I explain?
How sad is this?
Can I explain? No. I love how everyone's cutting everybody off and not listening to the point.
Get out of here.
The point is that there's the photo shoot happens. She clearly on the tape says that they'll have to move to fucking Mexico.
Oh, sure.
If these pictures, like, when these pictures come out.
She's savvy.
Because she knows for a fact this is bad.
She knows. She's a little reaction.
But I want to know what, I would like to have footage of the meeting in which you thought this was funny. Where you sat there and said, I got this fucking outstanding joke.
I don't think she meant to be.
I have a great fucking joke here that I would like to unleash upon the world. And it is the joke that we will have a severed head of a president in my hand.
Bloodied head.
I know. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
This is the very outraged black bisexual man, Marcus.
Oh, Marcus!
There you go, buddy. No,
Marcus! All right, wait. But Marcus is mad. Hold on, because I've read into this for a second.
You should be.
Marcus is mad because of the fact that she lost her job. Right?
No, among other things.
Okay, well, explain to me why you're mad. By the way, 718-577-1389. Marcus is on the phone. Go ahead.
So here's why I'm a little bit outraged about this. Because, I know art is a very loosely used, very sometimes overly used word.
I can shit in a bag and call it art. So you gotta make you better have a good point.
I've done that.
Yeah,
exactly. And I mean, I love art. Pants. Like I consider this protest art. Like I'm into like Gordon and shit like that.
Yeah.
But I just find it. I find it really funny that. I mean, I get that Trump supporters and conservatives and the Tea Party and Joe would find this a little bit out of like. A little bit distasteful. I get it.
Okay.
But what's bugging me is that the fucking liberal Democrats are finding this distasteful. Like,
because it's
this is somebody we in society, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but we don't even fucking like Trump.
No. First off and foremost.
No, speak for yourself.
Wait. Everyone shush. First off and foremost, I don't like Trump. That's not the point here, though. The point is...
It wasn't funny.
It's not... Number one, it's not funny, but that's not even here or there. I will fight for your right
to
express yourself. Who didn't see that fucking coming? Billy's bag of jokes today have been fucking priceless.
Fat they are.
I will fucking fight for your right to do that. You have the ability to go out there and do that. That is your right.
Mark my words.
Yes, I will make sure that you have the right to do that. I will fight tooth and nail for you to do that. However, you have to embrace the backlash in which you're going to get, knowing full well, and she knew full well.
Yes, she did.
She knew full fucking well that holding a severed head of... the President of the United States of America by his hair in a pitcher in the climate in which we are living in today, in which where people, it, you know,
where this shit actually does happen.
Where we have like Al Qaeda and fucking, and ISIS severing fucking heads. We have all the hatred level of people not liking him. And then you have to look at it from the other side. Where if somebody were to fucking do that to Hillary, she won. And they're holding up a bloody fucking head of the first female president of the United States of America.
What about Obama?
Well, Well, here comes the racism thing, because this is a fight that, because I put this up already on my Facebook. You can check it out on the Facebook. Same place you're watching the Facebook Live, by the way.
That's right, yes.
And let me point out that Marcus got into a little conversation about race on the Facebook. And the point that is there is that people are bringing up what they did about Obama, where they would hang him in effigy, they would, you know, do all these terrible things, because let's face it, they didn't like him because he's black. That was the original fucking, and then they grew to hate him for other reasons.
Easy there, Nugent.
Okay, I'm just saying, let's be fucking honest, that's what it was. When they came out and were overly racist and said that America wasn't ready for a black president, guess what? A lot of them weren't. And they became very vocal about it. And they became very, 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 very intensely racist about it. And did really bad things. But like I said before to a lot of people, 4 billion wrongs doesn't make this right. That's the difference. That's the problem. I think honestly that I could sit back, and I think it's weird when I'm the most level-headed one in the conversation, where we sit back, and I honestly don't have a dog in this fight. I don't give a shit. I've said this before, and I will say it again. I was raised not to give a shit about the person who is the president, but respect the office. You can hate the president all you want. But that is our, sadly, that is our commander-in-chief. So you
beat
better,
it, you hippie!
Yeah, right. You better respect the office. Not you, Marcus, but in general. The rest of the people in America who are listening to the timber in my voice better understand.
That's what that is.
Yes, better timber. It's like a tree falling over. The thing is that you need to respect the office. That's the problem. I don't have a dog in this fight. I can give two shits. I don't like Trump, but I have to. He's the president. What the fuck am I going to do about it? Nothing. You can come up with. Go ahead, Marcus. No, I filibustered. You go.
No, it's fine. It's just odd. Like, I mean, yeah, I'm a little like, I'm angry about that, but I'm also angry at how fucking this is like really showing me how fucking soft this society has gone. Like, I know Joe Rogan, he coined the term the pussification of America, and this is like hardcore, like fucking, like Jesus Christ, like a severed head, a fake severed head, mind you.
From a D-list comedian, no less.
Yeah,
from a fucking comedian, no less.
D-list. She's not even a good one.
But wait a minute.
The fact that she had to apologize for it is what pisses me off the most.
But wait,
because
all,
I have,
hold
like,
on.
I have
whoa,
zero,
wait, I'm taking umbrage.
It's all
because,
publicity.
Yeah, she apologized. No one told her to apologize. Not one person said go out there and apologize. She took it upon herself. She apologized. She did a little fucking YouTube video that went on her Twitter and her fucking on YouTube, on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, with all the other kids are fucking playing with instead of their dicks. All that shit. She went out there and she did that. So if you believe in your art, though, here's Marcus. This is why I'm going to call bullshit on your stuff. And not on you personally, on the fact that declaring it's art for the sake of art. If you're going to fucking say it's art, and you're going to have the balls, the ovaries, to stand there and take a picture with a severed head of the president of the United States of America,
right,
then you don't fucking apologize.
Thank
you. Stand
you.
There,
thank you. Thank you.
You stand
you.
There and you go, I'm a dick. Here's my dick move. What do you got? Well, she didn't do that, Billy. She didn't do that at all.
No, I mean...
I have no respect for any comedian or any satirist for that matter. Like I have no respect for you if you have to apologize for your work.
Yeah.
Own your shit. Like,
That's why you put it out there.
Blows my mind.
The only time I've ever apologized for a joke is when, like, Giggles fucking got mad at me for something, and she took it personally, and it was not a joke meant for her personally. But she took it personally. So I apologize. Was I sorry I made the joke? No. Was I sorry she got hurt? Yes. That's two different things.
She went out and apologized because
she's a bitch. Kathy Griffin apologized because she had no. It was a fucking stunt, and it was a stunt that blew up in her face and went over like a fart in church. It did not fucking was not funny.
That happens every Sunday,
and it did not work. If it worked, then we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
She was doing it again.
Exactly. She would have fucking Obama. She would have a fucking shelf of heads.
First of all, did you see her apology? She rolled her eyes like, I'm apologizing.
Yeah. Because she's apologizing because she got her hand caught in the cookie jar, Joe.
You never heard George Carlin apologizing for shit.
Because George Carlin wasn't fucking sorry for anything he ever said.
Exactly.
Plus, he was usually right.
And he was right. I was just saying he was right. You
know, but even if the joke was well thought out and worked through.
Absolutely.
But even if the joke didn't go over, George Carlin would have stood there. George Carlin fought the FCC under the same fucking pretense. Because think about it. The words he said were fucking not the words that people wanted to hear. However, he fucking stood there and said, yeah, I said them.
And I'm going to say them again.
Yeah, and he goes, I'm going to say them again. And if you want to freaking go after me, see, that's what I'm saying. He fought censorship. Sure, he fought for the right for Kathy Griffin to do her stupid fucking bit.
And one serious thing, George Carlin was funny. She's not funny.
But that's personal opinion. Bill Cosby's a B-list. I don't much care. But that's your opinion. That's not fact. It doesn't matter. I don't give a shit if
she thinks
funny.
She's going to take Joan Rivers' shoes. She can't shine Joan Rivers' shoes.
In a roast aspect, she's pretty goddamn good.
I don't much care for Kathy Griffin, but I mean, look, I found the whole thing fucking awesome. I honestly did. And that's
a personal thing. You hate Trump. So having somebody fucking holding the severed bloody head of the President of the United States of America turns you on, probably gave you a little boner. You probably jerked off to it.
That's okay with you.
I'm not going to lie to you. I know you better than you know yourself. I'm telling you that's probably what happened.
No, I know.
Don't lie to me. You came because of this.
All of the penis.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
I have a line, sir.
I don't jerk off to severed heads. I have a line.
I don't jerk off to gore. It's all about the D.
I'm just saying, I will fight for... I mean, we'll keep this topic going on. We got Dennis Hoff later on the show hanging out with us, you know, my own personal Jesus. Yeah. But we can keep this going on because obviously it's the biggest conversation piece of the day.
And it's sad that it is.
And it's sad
so
that
much
it is.
Real shit going on in the world.
Well, you know what it is? Because it keeps snowballing and getting bigger. She just lost a job with CNN.
Yeah.
Squatty Potty even got rid of her. Squatty Potty was doing a whole fucking thing with her, and now they got rid of her, too. A company that literally and legitimately is about shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Has turned their back on Kathy Griffin.
Yeah.
A redhead priest of shit.
Well,
now,
Trump must be happy they're not talking about Russia.
No.
Well, that's what
he's about to pull out of the Paris Agreement climate change.
Yeah.
He pulled out?
Because he's going to pull out of Melania later.
He pulled out Melania. Yeah.
All these different things. And this is what we're talking about.
Hey, sir, you can fucking say anything you want about the president. I will not allow you to talk about a woman that I have masturbated to frequently.
Right. Many times.
That is my FLOTUS who I masturbate to, sir.
I masturbated more to Ivanka than to Melania.
So is Donald! But that's not the point! Jesus!
Melania ain't shit, sir.
I will fucking kill you, sir. I will rape you anally, but you would enjoy it.
That's true.
So I will take it back. I will fake rape you. I will fucking pretend like I'm sticking it in your hiney hole, sir. And your bisexual ass will fucking go, wee!
You'll get nothing.
But you will get nothing. You will not get this cock. You will like it, and you will get nothing.
We ain't found shit.
That's right. Nothing.
There's nothing there to give, I'll tell you.
Yes! You will not get my clitoris that shoots ejaculate. You will not get it.
That's right.
I am hung like a hamster, and you will not have any of it! God damn it.
What the hell?
On that point, I got to hang up on you, sir.
All right, man. You never apologize for your shit.
I will never apologize, especially not to someone who has mocked my FLOTUS.
I have sinned against you.
I have sinned.
FLOTUS?
Yes, FLOTUS, the First Lady of the United States.
Oh.
Learn the call signs, Joe.
FLOTUS?
You fucking FLOTUS, POTUS, and dumbass who sits behind me.
What do you call the Secretary of State?
Suck ass.
All
right.
Lucky.
All right, Marcus, I got to hang up on you.
All right, you guys, take it.
It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. We got a big show tonight. Dennis Hoff, my own personal Jesus, will be up in the hizzy for Izzy. And that's Black Talk for In the House. He will be on the program today as well. It's a pretty big show today.
I wonder if he'll be having sex.
He possibly.
He usually has
well,
sex.
Well, we will get into a whole conversation about what happened at the Bunny Ranch, which I was telling Joe about. Right. Joe, don't shoot the wad.
Okay,
if you haven't been watching, go look up TMZ and Bunny Ranch. Get ready for the interview because there was terror. There was a terror attack, sir, at the Bunny Ranch, and you'll hear all about it.
But the girls defended their honor.
Yes, they did.
Yes, they did.
They used their labia of death and took
opened
people
up
out.
Like a tunnel and swallowed it right up.
It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. If they, for some reason, the phone doesn't want to hang up.
I don't know why.
We'll see what happens there. It's still going.
Suspended
Wait, hold
animation.
On. Marcus, are you still there?
No.
But when I hang up, it just stays. Either way, we'll figure it out during the break. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words.
This is Ham Radio.
Now, can you please tell me what a woman's body has to do with selling beer?
All right. Number one, if it wasn't for beer, there'd be at least three people who probably wouldn't even be married. And number two, since men buy beer, advertisers have to cater to what we want. And hold on to your corncob pipe. We like pretty women. Ergo, pretty women sell good products. Ugly women sell tennis rackets. Pretty women make us buy beer. Ugly women make us drink beer.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Totally Tasteless Tuesdays. Why? Because we can.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout for four, it doesn't matter. Cut and style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words to describe Dr. Deborah Lano. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Bob Saget, and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
Don't wish it away. Don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. Before you and me run to the place in our hearts where we hide. And I guess that's why they call it
the blues.
Time on my hands, the time spent with
you,
laughing like
children, children like mothers. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Sorry, it's the Ham Radio Show live.
No, it's not.
718-577-1389. We're trying to figure out our phones, so if you don't get through, I blame Billy.
Go ahead, blame me.
Later on in the program, Dennis Hoff from the infamous, famous, and outstanding Moonlight Bunny Ranch, as well as all the other countless brothels that my own personal Jesus owns.
Nope, you're good. Don't do nothing with that.
Who is that, you?
Yeah, I was testing to make sure it works.
Okay. I love how you do these tests on the air.
Yeah, at least we know it works.
But you don't even send me a fucking message. You wait till we're on the air talking.
What message? He's 2 inches away from me.
Yeah, write on a fucking post-it and say, or tap me on the shoulder and go, don't pick up the phone, stupid.
And I guess that's why they call it the blues.
I'd like to have a day when this show doesn't have any technical issues. Really wipes you out.
This is where you fuck her up and kiss my ass.
Well, fuck off, Billy. By the way, it's still the hot button topic today. The one and only Kathy Griffin still in the news.
Slut.
Enough about your wife, Joe. We're talking about this.
Wow.
The hot button topic of the day. Come on, people. It is, of course, the hot button topic.
So hot.
Kathy Griffin still in the news. I mean, it's about to be discussed on the fucking news right now. Come on, people. This is what goes on.
Out of a job because of this disturbing image depicting the president decapitated.
We have to leave Mexico today because we're going to prison. Federal prison.
Yeah. The president tweeting, my children, especially my 11-year-old son Barron, are having a hard time with this. Sick. And First Lady Melania Trump saying, as a mother, a wife, and a human being, that photo is very disturbing. Griffin ultimately apologized.
Here's Joe's eye roll.
I sincerely apologize. I'm a comic. I crossed the line. I moved the line. Then I crossed it. I went way too far.
But that apology apparently not enough for CNN. The cable news network terminating her contract to host New Year's Eve duties. And today,
duties.
Chelsea Clinton,
I'd only fuck it from behind.
Yeah.
I would hope that to at least agree that never funny to joke about violence toward anyone.
And Tom Yamas with us live tonight. Tom, now the Secret Service continues its investigation.
Oh, yeah, she's a terrorist.
They are, David, and they are not happy.
Well, because
that's what they want
to
do.
Statement. Each alleged or perceived threat has to be investigated thoroughly, which taxes the Secret Service's manpower and resources that could be utilized elsewhere. David?
Tom Yamas with us tonight.
Because it's a, by the way, ABC giving us the WABC television with David Muir, the
Thank you, David.
World News Tonight giving us the audio.
Yeah.
It is without question. It's a death. It is a fucking threat.
Well, okay, yeah.
That's the problem.
People don't see, dude.
There was a guy when Obama was president.
I bet you're not going to be selling it in your hatchet sleeve.
No, no. There was a guy. There was a shit kicking hick.
Yeah.
Who wrote something on the side of a barn,
oh, yeah.
If you remember that.
Something like
and
that.
And he was arrested by the fucking Secret Service.
Yeah, wow.
Okay? This chick went out of her way, Kathy Griffin,
mm-hmm.
D-list, you know, comic.
Yeah.
And Joe doesn't like her.
I don't
you know,
like
her. She's not a funny girl to Joe.
She's a slut.
Went out of her way to try to be funny,
mm-hmm.
Which, yet again, I will fight for your right to have the ability to have that freedom of speech. I will fight for you to do that. However, you have to embrace the backlash.
Right.
That is what I'm telling you. I am not going to be gung-ho. I am not for censorship. And this is not a case of censorship. Because I can already hear the fucking, you know, the internet fucking people in their safe spots. You motherfucker. You know, how dare you talk about fucking goddamn freedom of speech. And then you go... Yes, how dare shake harder, boy.
Well, I guarantee you, if nobody made a fuss, she would be doing another video.
Right.
Worse than this.
Oh, yeah, she'd be like, I'm going to do another one with another hand.
She'd be holding up Trump's dick.
Exactly.
See, right. Now, if she held that up, people probably would have laughed.
Yeah, that would have been funny.
Now, if she went away where she held up like a little dick,
So
everyone got the joke that it was Trump's and blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Or maybe big hands like a moose.
That would have been good.
And she did the bullwinkle from Full House. And then she held the dick in her mouth. Whatever.
I love on the Saturday Night Live when the girl plays the press secretary.
Yeah, Sean Spicer.
I think that's hysterical. She's so good.
Because she's spot on. That's Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, she's terrific.
And she's the only funny McCarthy out of the whole family.
Really, she's
but yet
terrific.
Jenny has the show.
Yeah.
That's the weird part. I think Jenny has a show because
she's
banging.
I didn't even know they were related. They look so different.
They're cousins.
Yeah. Oh, they're cousins. Okay.
Why, Joe? Why are they look different? Because she's fat?
Are they kissing cousins?
She definitely
Joe?
Has more talent than Jenny McCarthy.
Absolutely. Jenny McCarthy showed her tits.
Yeah, wow.
And was on the View for a cup of coffee.
She's freaking funny.
You know, and Melissa McCarthy has made countless movies.
Yeah.
I think she's grossed almost $1 billion at the box office.
Yeah, she's a money maker.
She's been on TV numerous times. Hosted Saturday Night Live multiple times.
She deserves it.
She's way more talented.
Yeah.
Great. Now
way
I know more about her than I ever wanted to know.
Yeah. Very creative.
You don't. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking to Billy, who lives under a rock. You don't know anything about Melissa McCarthy? You don't
know
Melissa
who
McCarthy?
She is. But,
she's a funny lady.
She does the part well. She found a niche that she can run with for right now, and it's funny.
Well, that's only part of her act. I mean, she's very versatile. She's
right.
Good.
She's good at what
she does.
Yes. Yeah. I've seen her.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you've seen her.
Yeah.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Another story that Joe wants to get into because he's chomping at the fucking bit.
No.
You lying sack of shit.
I read
you have brought this up multiple times off air today.
Well, we actually
in
have,
the
it,
pre-game
on, we have
meeting,
it on our website.
I know, but in the we have a lot of things. We have the CNN feed on our website, dummy.
Is that what it is?
Yes. So a lot of the news stories are on our website. I love how people, by the way, write us like we wrote. Like Danny sat down and wrote about the fucking nuclear missiles getting fired out of North Korea. Danny did not write that story. Story.
He was there.
It says from CNN on the fucking website. I'm just saying.
HamRadioShow.com.
Check it out. It's over there. And plus Unfiltered Radio Network of, .com,
right.
Of course.
Then I just lost a lot of respect for you.
I didn't write that story, goddammit.
I flew to Korea.
I went to Korea.
Hanging out there. Yeah. He was going to ride the missile back.
But now mind
but
you,
now
the Russian story.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait. The Russian story. not what Joe wants to talk about. The Koreans shooting missiles and us having now a new form of defense to take down said missiles while they fly away.
We've
that's
tested
not what,
them for the first
well,
time.
Well, that's not what Joe wants to talk about. But it doesn't fucking matter if we tested them. It doesn't matter if we took Polaroids of them.
But it works.
Shit.
But it works.
No, no. That's not what Joe wants to talk about.
Right.
Joe wants to talk about Mary Kay Letourneau breaking up with her fucking husband.
After what?
You know Mary Kay Letourneau. Does everyone not know Mary Kay Letourneau?
Right. This was the
school teacher who banged her 12-year-old fucking student.
Which is something I wanted to
multiple times. Hold on, wait. Not only did she get knocked up, they went to court. She got told to stay away from him. They didn't stay away from each other. Got into a relationship. Well, got married. Had kids. Well, the whole nine yards. Now, I don't have... Somebody look up the exact thing. I need to know like how long they were married. They're getting a divorce
Was it like 17 years or something?
11 years.
11 years they were married. Yeah. Because Joe has been chomping at the bit to talk about this. He brought it up at least three times today.
Well,
and then when we were on commercial, hope the Facebook Live people heard Joe in the background. Because he goes, are we going to talk about Mary Kay Letourneau? Are we? Because that's always been, don't get me wrong, I understand the want and the need. I've always wanted to bang my teachers. I had a ton of them that I wanted to bang. I told you the story, right?
While that Danny looks my idol.
While Danny looks up the information. Yeah. In the information bunker while he's looking things up. Yeah. You know this. I told you the story about me in high school.
No.
Where I had one teacher.
She touched you?
No, wait. I wish.
Oh.
I can tell you two stories then because I have one where she was touching a student, and then I'll get into the other one in a second. But let me start with this one.
Wait, there's more.
I had.
Not you, huh?
I had. No, never me because I was the fat kid. Then no one was fucking the fat kid. I went. It's like towards the end of my. It's my senior year.
Yeah.
Going through everything. They're having like a final teachers meeting in the auditorium.
Sure.
I had this one teacher who looked like Judge Judy.
Ooh.
All right, old bitch, ugly demon. She started ranting and raving because she saw me. I had to do something in the auditorium.
Well, you had your pants off.
I came by to the auditorium. Uh-huh. I come by. She sees me. She starts talking to other teachers about how much of an annoying student I was. Okay.
Wait. You were annoying.
Wait. I know. Shocking.
Yeah, a rep.
So then it goes through the whole bells and whistle, all that shit. Out of the other two teachers that I thought were incredibly fucking hot, the young ones.
Yeah.
They come up to me and they go, "Why were you never that annoying in our class?" Ooh. And because I had already finished all my schooling and was going to graduate, the whole nine yards literally just came out of my mouth, blurted right out of my mouth. Well, that's because I wanted to fuck you guys.
Oh, wow.
Literally, Joe, I caught myself saying it after I had already said it. And I said to the teachers, that's because I wanted to fuck you.
Did you say oops?
I didn't even say oops. I only think oops came out of my mouth.
Ooh.
And one of those teachers, just so you know.
Yeah.
One of those teachers, and she was my art teacher.
She patted you on the head and said, go away,
she
boy.
She said, here's a cookie. Yeah. No, one of those teachers, one time, she got into a, and I'm going to use the air quotes, tickle fight with a student in the class.
Oh.
Now, he fucking, now what happened was.
The old tickle fight routine.
But wait, here's how I know that something, that she was a little Mary Kay Letourneau itself.
Ooh.
She, in the school, one day, she's wearing a skirt.
Yeah.
She comes in. Now, mind you, this is maybe like the beginning of the week.
Did you drop the pencil? Say,
no. This is the beginning of the week. Wait, it gets more devious. Don't interrupt.
Okay.
You're not helping me. She gets into the classroom. She has a skirt on. She sits up on her desk. Now, I didn't even look.
Yeah.
Right? No, she goes, no, I didn't look. Wait, I'll tell you why. Wait, you have to hear the story.
Okay.
So she goes, she takes three guys, I'm one of them, and she goes, you looked at me. I opened my legs and you guys looked. She tried to get us in trouble. Little did I know that she was giving us a feeling out process.
You got it, baby.
She was right, because the kid that fucking said that he looked, the kid that she said looked, was the one she got into the tickle fight with.
Ooh.
Yet again, later on in the week. So he probably fucked the teacher. Or at least...
You've been getting any lately?
Yeah.
Overtime.
Or at least got blown by that teacher.
How do you know?
But dude, He was a big fucking kid in high school.
Was she hot?
Yo, she was fucking ridiculously hot. I'm not using names. I'm not getting into it. She was a ridiculously hot, young, fucking big-breasted, brown-haired, sexy teacher who would not normally get into a tickle fight.
Two words, stretched vajayjay.
I don't think she had a stretched vajayjay because she was young. But got into a whole thing with that kid in the classroom where we could have had a Mary-Kay Letourneau incident. Danny, how long were they married?
12 years.
12 years. You had to get Joe wrong.
Well, it says 11 here.
Well, because you read it.
I got on the CNN split.
He was, she was 34 at the time.
All right,
and so, he was a sixth grader and 12 at the time.
All right, so they were married for 12 years.
But she, at the time their affair was going on,
yeah,
she was married and had four kids.
Right.
So she has four with their first husband. How much did she have with
her? And two with him.
So she has six kids. So she has a stretch for JJ.
By now, I would think so.
Yeah. By now, she has
pleaded guilty at that time when it broke out to two counts of second-degree child rape in August 97.
Sure.
Several months after giving birth to...
Well, he was 12!
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that.
Well, several months after giving birth to their kid, when she got knocked up, a judge suspended most of her sentence.
Right.
But she violated a court order days after her release visiting the kid,
yeah,
where she got pregnant with her second child, blah, blah, and she was sentenced to more than 7 years in prison in 1998.
They were doing it in the car when they got caught, right?
Yeah, that's when they got... I remember that story. The car, they got caught, yeah, in a car in a parking lot.
Yeah, the car was rocking back and
yeah,
forth.
They, yeah, they were fucking.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a big 12-year-old, but the fact of the matter
had
is...
To be.
She had a big old 12-year-old cock.
She was released in 2004. She was required to be on the sex offender register list. She reunited with him, and the two married in 2005.
Like Anthony Weiner. To me, 12, I will say, yes, you're raping a child.
Yeah, that's only...
But we have had this discussion on the show.
By the way, he's now 33 and she's 55
that's what
now.
That's what I was saying to Joe Wolf Air. We'll get back to my child rapes, my hypothesis in a minute.
Yeah. Who has put pubic hair on my coat?
Condoleezza, shut up. We're in the middle of this. Yeah. Even though I wasn't Condoleezza. I know.
Close enough.
I was doing a black joke like Billy. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Black guy.
Thank you. It was a black chick, actually.
You should fully expect the unexpected.
That's right, Jesse. My whole thing with that is now he's 33.
Yeah.
So now he's going to be the stay-at-home dad. He's going to be on all these talk shows, Dr. Phil and all these fucking morons.
What she did to me.
Now, he puts her aside. She goes, you know, fuck you old bitch. I'm tired of you. I've stretched out your vajayjay. I'm done with you right now.
Stretched vajayjay.
I'm done with you.
Well, which one do you think is training it? Is she training it for younger dick or...
No, I don't
or
think...
Or he's going for younger pussy?
She did not age well. Then. She did not age well, Danny. If you see a picture of her today, she's not age well. When she was the teacher, fuck yeah, I would have thrown it in her.
She's not bad. I mean,
she did not age well, dude.
No, she's not bad.
Dude, she did not age well. Wait, I don't mind age if you age well. If you are a beautiful older woman, I will fuck the shit out of you.
We can't all be Christy Brinkley. You know?
Well, we don't need to be Christy Brinkley. Can we at least be Roma Downey? I mean, how about that?
Uptown girl.
I'm just saying, like, instead of looking like Betty White... Why don't we, keep it high and tight, is all I'm saying.
Betty White, high and tight.
But
like
this
that.
Dude is now 33. What's his fucking name again?
He has some
Yeah, it's a weird, he's like Filipino or something.
Mr. Letourneau.
Like Mr. Letourneau now, yeah. Ching Wong.
His last name is
It's what was Trump's word today?
F-U.
Kofifi.
F-U-A-L-A-A-U. How would you say
that's
that?
That's his name?
That's the last
What's
name.
What's his first name? His name's got to be in the story.
His first name is V-I-L-I. Vili.
Vili, all right.
Vili.
Millie Vanilli over there is, but he's, to the point, though, he's 33.
I think he sings with the Pips.
He's 33. He puts the kids, the kids can go, I don't even know how old they are now. How old the kids are.
It doesn't say.
All right, so either way, get a babysitter, and then he goes out on a night on the town. He's only 33.
Right.
And he's slinging dick like you wouldn't believe probably now.
Sure, he's a big guy.
And he has all these stories, I used to fuck my teacher.
Yeah.
I mean, he's already done role-playing because he's fucked his teacher.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done more than everyone in this room. If you had the fantasy, I swear to God, that's one of my fucking... I love teacher porn.
Yeah, me
love
too.
It. Have to be careful because my sister's a teacher. It's bad to watch those kind of shows.
That's what she looks
like
now.
That's what she looks like now.
Yeah.
A faccia brutta disgraziata puttana.
Well,
she's fucking.
She's old.
Are you kidding me?
She looks good to me.
She's horrendous looking now.
You look good to me.
But you would fuck. What the hell's her
she's
name?
She's got some big bags.
Conaway there. What the fuck's her
oh,
name?
Oh, Kellyanne. Who's
Kellyanne Conway.
I do her all day long. For hours.
I just threw her. Thank you. Horrendous. Looks like a melting candle.
Yeah, you got to remember, I'm 73 years old. That's
yeah,
hot
so
to me.
You know what? You're 73 years old and you got some money. Game up, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Go out there. Go to the bunny ranch if you want to go fucking score some puss. And go, you know, when Dennis comes on, let's see if Dennis has, what's the oldest one he's got there? And you take that one for a spin.
Probably Air Force Amy. I like her.
No, I don't think Air Force Amy's that old, quite frankly. I mean, she's old.
Oh, she's in her 40s.
Well, the chick
least,
that
right?
I banged, the porn star, Kamisha.
Yeah.
Kamisha Amato. Somebody look up how old Kamisha Amato is. No, she's not that old. She's old, but I don't know how old. Yeah. But she's definitely, she has to be in her 50s.
Ooh.
Or later than that. And
she's
I,
in her 50s?
Yeah.
No, she wasn't in her
50s. Dude, I'm telling you.
Didn't
she
you
was
say a, she was 40-something?
No, she was a porn, when she was in porn.
Are you talking about the midget?
No, not the midget. Know. That's fucking Alice Little. She's fucking great.
Yeah, she's cool.
The, oh God!
Well, by the way, hey,
this made me think of Alice Little. I love Alice Little.
Their kids are now 18 and 19.
That's what I'm saying. They're 18 and 19. The kids go out and party with dad.
Kids,
all three of them get the
now.
Puss. All three of them get the puss. They're all going to be slinging dicks,
sure.
Getting the puss. Even if the one is a girl, she's going to eat some puss.
Yeah, like
it's going to be a pussorama.
I think they're both girls.
Want to taste it?
Yeah, you want to taste it? Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, Georgia and Audrey.
Georgia, they're both girls.
Yeah,
two lesbians. Get it on, baby. Get it on, is all I'm saying. But yeah, somebody look. Billy, can you play shit that actually doesn't sound like people underwater? Look up Kamisha Amato. She's a porn star who works at the Bunny Ranch, who I got to have sex with. And it wasn't even fast sex. That's how good she was. Because she got me all worked up in the shower. She got me worked up in the bedroom. She gave me the full body. Remember I told you, she gave me the Once Upon a Time. She made me come first, and then she gave me the happy ending.
You had two happy endings?
What's her last name?
Kamisha Amato. A-M-A-N-D-O, I'm thinking. Just write Kamisha. C-U-M-I-S-H-A. It's got to come up in the Google. She was a famous porn star. She's a legendary pussy ninja,
yeah.
And I got to bang her, so sure. That's a plus.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah, she can't not be in the Google, then. Yeah. She there's not a possibility.
Kamisha Jones?
No, Kamisha
No,
Amato.
But that's what comes up.
C-U-M I-S-H-A
right.
Kamisha, and then put an A, space A, and then you should get a Kamisha Amato, at least in the fucking search.
61.
61! I fucked a 61-year-old, Joe!
She
did.
Was 60
so
at
there.
The time.
Well, okay, 60 at the time because it was last year. So 60 at the time, and I'd fuck her again. She was a you know, nice little piece of ass.
Really?
Little Filipino piece of ass.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I mean? So it doesn't matter about the age. It matters how you're holding up.
Oh, absolutely.
Her tits are only 20 years old.
See, that's
so,
what,
I mean, they're amazing.
I still like to fuck Katie Couric. You know.
Now, Katie Couric's different. Katie Couric is an older woman, and she's attractive. I would fuck Katie Couric.
You would?
I'd fuck Katie Couric over fucking Kellyanne Conway.
Keep your hands off Katie Couric.
I'm going to fuck Katie Couric.
Stay well, away from his
well,
girl.
Brian Gumble watches, motherfucker. What do you got? Nothing. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that.
Oh, okay.
Danny, how long do we go to break?
Actually, hold on. Correction. She's 50.
50.
Who's 50?
Danny did math. Oh, fuck.
The other
I only thing. Fucked a 50-year-old, Joe.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
April 5th, 1968.
Why are we giving out her birthday?
It's public knowledge.
I know, but just say about the year. You don't give out fuck the exact date.
Well, somebody could send her a gift.
There probably is a wish list or something.
See, there you go.
Well, whatever's going on, by the way, at the Bunny Ranch, you need to Google because she did a guided tour after the fact.
Oh.
I'm telling you right now, before Dennis comes on,
yes.
Do yourself a favor. If you want to play along at home, if you're on Facebook Live, if you're out there, if you're doing anything, Billy, do you have anything on there that you can read? Because I'm farther away than you are.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see if Billy can go to the Facebook. Let's see if Billy can actually do a bit
where
Billy goes to the Facebook Live and reads.
He's got his glasses on.
Look at
so
Billy's on the camera, too. His head is trying to read.
Marcus,
anything good?
Fuck the shit out of that old bitch.
Wait, who said
Marcus.
He fucked the shit? Marcus would fuck the girl.
And everybody else.
Well, who? Wait, Mary Kay Letourneau? He'd fuck?
No.
Who'd he fuck?
More than likely, we're talking
Kamisha?
About...
Yeah. Oh, Kamisha, yeah. I everyone would fuck Kamisha. She's a hot piece of ass.
Everything else is just everybody watching.
Oh, that's good. Hi, everybody watching.
Hello, please.
Hello. All right, well, Billy did a bit. Everyone applaud Billy. He got up out of his ass and did a job.
I'm so tired now.
I know, you're winded. But, all right, so here's what you do.
Billy.
If you're playing at home, if you're listening to the Ham Radio Show on Unfiltered Radio Network or on the Facebook Live or wherever, however you're listening or viewing this program, here's what you need to do. Google TMZ space Bunny Ranch, and you will be ready for when we interview Dennis Hoff, because it's not going to be just a normal Dennis Hoff interview where Dennis Hoff hangs with us and Dennis Hoff talks about all kinds of naked chicks. We will talk about that.
That's right.
You can do that. We will do that.
TMZ is listening.
But TMZ might be listening. But TMZ, Bunny Ranch, Google it. You will find out what we're going to talk about when we come back here on this big show right now. It is the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back, Joe.
Okay.
You know what? After these words.
Ham Radio.
Stop, don't come back. We have to get on. We have so much time and so little to do.
Adieu, adieu. Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Do-ba-dee-doo. If you are wise, you listen to me.
We'll be right back as soon as we clear the stench from the studio.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout for four, it doesn't matter. Cut and style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Stone Cold Steve Austin. You are listening to Ham Radio. So give me a hell yeah.
Yeah! Oof, I just hit my own microphone. It's the Ham Radio Show, WHAM, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. We're on the air. Everyone, Joe, everyone's out of the studio.
Just us, huh?
Yeah. Oh. It's like the weirdest thing in here. Everyone leaves to go. Danny's the only one smoking. Billy.
On the shelf.
Said I listen to him by myself. Danny's the only one smoking. Billy just goes for a walk.
Doesn't he vape?
Yeah, well, he vapes, but he can vape in here, too. It's water vapor. Take me to a disco. You never even get me out on the floor. 718-577-1389. That old time of rock and roll. Let's try to get Dennis Hoff on the phone. Come on. See if this thing's actually working today. It's been fighting with us all show. Yeah. It says it's connecting, but I hear no ringing. It's sad. I don't know what's going on. Let's see what goes on. Dang it, tango! Do's a funny old soul. Let it get me to go.
I said it.
Not that old time of rock and roll. Call me what you will. Say I'm old fashioned, say I'm over the hill. Ah, this thing's all fucked. Oh my god, it's gonna annoy me. Rock and roll. Tell me Marcus was the only one that's gonna be able to fucking call the show. I'm gonna be really fucking annoyed in a minute. Wait, listen to old time rock and roll for a second.
Thank you for using AT&T.
Ah, sweet Jesus. It finally started ringing. Right at the end of the song.
It planned itself.
Hi, I'm looking for my own personal Jesus, Dennis Hoff.
Hey, brother, what are you doing? How are you? I'm here. Are we on?
We're on right now, buddy.
Welcome to Ham Radio. Right.
Oh, wait.
Hi, Eddie.
Hey, sexy
I'm at
women.
I'm at Sagebrush Ranch. At Sagebrush Ranch, they want you to come pick up that check you left.
Did it bounce?
You told us to hold it. She put it between her thighs, and she's got it there for months.
Oh, it's nice and warm. So warm.
That's a good place for it.
That's a damn good place.
Talk to some of these girls in a minute. But girls, stick around so you can talk to Uncle Eddie. Okay. All right, Eddie, I'm here, brother.
All right. So Dennis Hoff, by the way, my own personal Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I had people so far before you came on, just in case they've been living under a rock and not hearing the story. I had them Google TMZ and Bunny Ranch, because you last week and your brothel, the world famous Moonlight Bunny Ranch, was a giant source of material, because you were like one of the number one stories out there, because somebody drove a truck through the Bunny Ranch.
Wow. Well, I guess they thought there was a drive-through window or something, a blow and go. But what it was is this guy got fired from a trucking company in Reno.
Yeah.
And in February, came back a week and a half ago, broke with an iron pipe and put some people in the hospital, got arrested.
Oh, wow.
Then 2 days later, he broke into the trucking company and got a truck, backed into the Bunny Ranch full blast, $300,000 or $400,000 worth of damage.
Wow.
It was like, when I got there, I looked in the parlor and there was like 150 Amazon packages. We just thought it was Air Force Amy's birthday again. and so they called me to come down, and they said, this guy did this. He's got full body armor, helmet, mask. And so the cops sacked him up before I got to him.
Yeah, see, that was the big part of the story, because this guy gets out of the truck after he's backed up. By the way, if you go to TMZ, you can actually see the video, the security footage,
sure,
of the guy backing the truck through my favorite gate, my favorite set of stairs, and my favorite door, which is the Moonlight Bunny Ranch. He smashed up, I know it's Dennis's property, but it holds a near and dear place in my heart.
Oh, man.
And he drove the truck directly into the parlor, which is right before you get into the where all the comfy couches are, and it's where all the memorabilia is, and the cigars, and the stuff that you, the swag that you can buy from the Bunny Ranch. And he drove right through there. But when he get, now the scary part is, like Dennis was just saying, this guy exits the truck, and he's in full like body armor, a helmet. It looked like a terrorist act was going on at the Bunny Ranch.
Well, you're right. And the first thing he told the police was, thanks for getting here before Dennis, because I know he would have killed me.
Exactly.
And he's right.
Damn right.
He's right.
How angry were you?
Oh, I was shot, and I heard he had body armor, so I brought my shotgun, because a shotgun to the groin or face, isn't, that body armor is not going to do you much good.
Yes, see, that's why Dennis is a real fucking man.
Yeah.
He's going to shoot him in the nuts. God damn it. Oh, my God.
Let him bleed out in the parking lot.
Because you know what's incredibly, like, what's not funny, but, like, weird, is because, Dennis is like family to me now.
Sure is.
So he's a friend, and he's really close, and, you know, I love him to death, and I love all, you know, his staff and everybody else that's at all the ranches, especially at this, you know, Sagebrush, where I'll get my, I got to pick up that check. But the, all the people. And then I was going, I think I was on Twitter, and Alice Little said, like, you know, everybody's okay, don't worry about it, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, what the fuck happened at the ranch? And then when I looked it up, all hell had broken loose. And I can only imagine if Dennis showed up, Dennis would have whooped the living shit out of this guy. Because it's insane. Now, let's be fucking honest. It's not the biggest hole that's inside the Bunny Ranch. however,
but
it's the one that does the most damage. It's really bad. Like it's a, now, are we fixing it up as we speak? What's going on?
Yeah, I got a team of guys out there. We've had like 10 guys. We immediately put out something, and when they did, people started coming in and supporting us. We're bringing in donuts and coffee and pizzas, and I'm like,
nice.
Screw that. Bring carpenters and drywall.
Bring Mexicans.
And so we got volunteers along with our staff, and they're working their butt out. The insurance adjuster just left, and he's shaking his head like, whoa, you got some serious problems here.
Yeah.
So, but now all the jokes were great on the internet, because it's like the Bunny Ranch, the front door's not working, but the back door's always open.
Nice. And me and Dennis were talking about the drive-thru, and Dennis came up with the most perfect name for the drive-thru.
What was that?
Go ahead, Dennis.
Well, help me.
You had I don't have my phone on me. You had the, it was like the, oh, fuck, what was it? The pussy, the eat, oh, one of them was like the puss and go instead of the... that one, and then me and you were joking around, and I said,
"Get a bucket of booty."
Yeah, bucket of booty.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes, I love that.
And then
absolutely. You know what? I tell you what. The big thing about this, and it's not a surprise, is that the attitude. Because I wake up every day with a positive mental attitude.
Yes.
I pinch my cheek and say, "What good thing's going to happen to you today, Big D?" And so when this happened, the second they removed the truck, I said, the bar's open, free drinks for everybody, let's party.
Yeah.
And we started the party, and it just hasn't stopped. It was a phenomenal Memorial Day weekend. Lots of fun, lots of things going on. And I'm on the same place now with some beautiful girls and that want to say hi to you.
Oh.
We got Sable.
And, hey, Sable.
And Roxy is going to be on here, so hang on. I'm going to say hello to Sable.
Okay.
Go to sagebrushranch.com. Check out her butt. I'm going to give you two girls who got serious butts on them. I know you're a butt lover.
I love me some butt. Danny, sagebrushranch.com.
Hello, Uncle Eddie. How are you?
Hey, baby. I think I met Sable.
You.
I know Sable.
Ooh.
I think I met
Sable. Did you?
Yes. You were, I believe that that was when I was hanging out with Alice Little.
Mm-hmm.
Sable was hanging out at, you know, she was hanging out in the little lobby area of the sagebrush. And you were hanging
out. Yes, I do hear that.
Yes. And she does have a nice tuchus. She does have a nice ass.
I do. It does exactly what it's supposed to do. It's great cushion.
You, Sable, correct me if I'm wrong. You're the one that wrote the article about dick size, right?
Yes, sir. That's me.
Yeah, she had the article about explaining how dick size really, truly doesn't matter. And she was explaining why. Now, and it was near and dear to my heart because I don't have a giant cock. So, and not having a giant cock, she was saying that was actually better, Joe.
Oh,
she was saying
it
that,
is.
Yeah, she was. Now, tell Joe why, because he doesn't believe.
Yeah.
Tell Joe why the smaller the cock is a little better.
Okay, it's real simple. There's three categories. There's everyday cock,
yeah.
There's once-in-a-while cock, and there's special once-in-a-lifetime cock.
Uh-huh.
Everyday cock is what you want on a regular basis, because you can keep doing it over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, see, I have everyday cock, I think.
I think I do, too.
Yeah.
That works. Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Sable's got a nice little tuchus. Danny's got pictures up. Danny's going through the sagebrush.
See, Danny, that's why you don't get laid. You got one of those every once-in-a-while cocks.
Yeah, Danny's got that cock that hurts him.
Yeah.
Oh, it's too big!
Oh, no, that's once-in-a-lifetime. That's just lots and lots and lots of lube.
Yes. Danny comes pre-lubed.
Yeah, he does.
It's weird. Danny.
Yeah.
That works.
Danny, somehow pre-lube. He has an applicator on his balls.
Yeah, he carries baby oil in
there. I push my belly button in and it lubes it up.
Well, I'm going to give you all to the other fabulous, the Rocks box standing right here by me. She's phenomenal, too.
All right, let me talk to her. This is like a party line in the 80s.
Kinda. Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, who's this?
Hi.
My name is Roxy. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Roxy. What's going on? It's Uncle Eddie from the Ham Radio Show. I got Billy over here.
Yeah.
Billy, say hi to Roxy.
Hello.
And I got Danny. Danny's
hello.
Danny's got a big cock. We were just talking to Sable about
fantastic.
Danny. There you go, Danny. You win.
Yeah.
And Joe.
Fantastic.
Joe is there. Wait, hold on, Danny. Don't whip by Roxy's pictures because
wow.
I got to be able to look at Roxy.
Do you like older guys?
Ooh.
Like, oh, I like all guys.
Real old, like real old?
As long as you're over 18, the rest I don't care about.
All right. I'm still in the
is this,
guys.
By the way, is this Roxy Gold? I want to make sure I have the right Roxy.
Yes, it is.
Roxy Gold,
yes, it is.
You got some sweet little tattoos, darling.
Yeah, gorgeous girl.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, nice.
I appreciate you looking.
Woo! Trust me, I'm looking.
She's got a pretty face, too.
Pretty. Dude, she's got, oh my God. God damn, you're fucking hot, Roxy.
Yes, you are.
Why, thank you.
Are you new or you've not, because I don't remember meeting
you. Oh, no, not at all.
Were you?
I'm quite seasoned.
Oh, she's seasoned. Okay. Like a steak.
You're not brand
delicious.
New.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, God damn. That's a good picture.
Yeah, nice and tender and juicy steak.
And always pink in the middle. Yeah. So remember that, boys.
I always like blondes.
I do. Yeah. I enjoy that.
Always.
Yeah. Always. Who else is at the party, Roxy?
Oh, let me give you back to Big D, and then you can talk from there.
All right, you can spin around and throw a rock. You'll find a hot girl. It's sure, okay.
Yeah. Hey, Suzette, how are you?
Hey, Madam Suzette. Oh, the lovely.
Yes, Madam Suzette, how are you?
A round of applause. Madam Suzette runs this place.
Hi.
She does all the work.
Hey, everybody. What do you mean runs this place?
You run this place. You make this stuff happen.
Okay.
I got yelled at by Madam Suzette the first time I was there. I was
What'd you do?
I was smoking a cigar in the middle. Well, now where the giant hole is because of the truck.
Yeah.
And I was smoking. She's like, can you take that outside, please?
Yeah, please.
Because she's in charge. You have to listen to Madam Suzette. She will.
Oh, you're smoking in front of our, and it was at our tea party. That was the problem.
Yes, I believe so. Well. See, by the way, if you've watched all the HBO shows and everything else, Madame Suzette is the, she's the one that's in charge of the girls, making sure that they act like ladies. Because
that's right.
And she has the tea party.
She
and the tea
up
party.
The fights, huh?
Yeah, she breaks up the. Well, she did. She breaks up some arguments.
Sure.
She makes sure that the girls are, you know, keep it running like a well oiled machine. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
That's right. 25 years.
I was just about to ask, how long have you been doing this? Because you don't look like you're that old there, Madam Suzette. So 25 years.
Yeah.
She's been running this place like a well-oiled machine, and you should get more applause because goddamn it, for 25 years.
Every minute of it.
Who are we all hanging out at the Sagebrush today? Is that what's going on?
Yep. And we just finished our tea party at the Sagebrush. Now we're on our way over to Kit Kat for that tea party,
Ooh.
And tomorrow we have a tea party at the Bunny Ranch and Love Ranch.
See, all the ranches, by the way. Are the, well, except with the exception of the Bunny, you have to drive out a little bit to the Bunny. Not that far. It's down the street.
Yeah.
But all the ranches are together in a beautiful little thing, plus a club, a strip club in between.
Oh.
Dennis knows how. He set it up pretty good.
Do they all have, like, a different theme? Like,
you know. I don't know if they have a different theme. Madam Suzette, how would you
label? We all have different girls at each place.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the red light district.
Yeah, no, but I think what Joe was asking was, do you think, like, decor-wise, do you think it has a different theme in each place?
Yes.
All right. That was right to the point. Yes.
I don't think anybody cares what the decor looks like, Joe.
Okay, here's Dennis, everybody.
Okay,
hope to see you guys soon.
Thank
Bye
you.
You.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
I think they care more about what the merchandise
Eddie.
Looks like.
Yes, sir.
So those two girls you talked to at Roxy and Sable both are on my list. If I just my anal list, they both got serious butts on them.
Oh, they do. They definitely do. We were just checking out both of them right now. Danny's got all the pictorial. He's checking everything out right now at the sagebrush.com.
Sagebrush Ranch.com.
Yeah. Sorry, I was speaking.
I don't know what this Roxy's got going on, but when guys party with her, they just fall in love with her. I know a guy that's partied with her 78 times.
Wow.
Nice.
This guy used to party with all the ranches all the time, and he locked on to her. She's doing something in that bedroom. She's got some moves that I need to find out about.
Well, look at
her. When you look like that.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I'll fall in love, too.
Dennis, there's a picture of her naked on the bed. It's amazing.
I got a picture of her, and she doing... that twister game, that naked twister, what do they call?
Yeah, twister.
You know, where they have the twister game. It was phenomenal. It was like an amazing picture of her butt sticking up. I'll see if I can find it and send it to you.
Oh, please do. Dennis, by the way, also sent me pictures of his Memorial Day party for the Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, sure.
And he's showing me. Now, I was in this. I actually have the honor of going into Dennis's on site where he, you know, stays when he's there sometimes. Because I got to watch the presidential debate when that was a thing. Remember when that was a thing?
Sure.
So
yep.
So I got to go in there. So I know the room in which I saw these pictures taken. These chicks, he had four of the absolute hottest broads naked, just naked as jaybirds.
Yeah.
Right in the fucking room, just like, I don't even know if he spun around and just went, that one. Because it was amazing. What Dennis? This is why Dennis has that positive vibe. Because every day is like Christmas for Dennis.
Really?
It's amazing.
Yeah, and every night's like Halloween.
Now, speaking of Halloween and evil and curses and everything else, do you honestly believe in that Kardashian curse that you made reference to?
Boy, who knows? I mean, people keep telling me this, but it's like, it's nuts. My house burns down exactly a year after Lamar was at the ranch.
Yeah.
I haven't had this kind of stuff going on in 26 years I've been doing this.
That's what I'm saying. So, it's weird, dude. You gotta say it's spooky.
It is spooky, but look back at the guys that the Kardashians sleep with.
Mm.
Where are they?
Yeah.
Where is Reggie Bush? Have you ever heard his name in the last few years?
No. Missing persons.
Okay. Well, Ray J. His rap career looks like it stopped to me. I don't see him doing anything. You know, that Chris Humphries. I mean, the list is long, and somehow I got caught up in it because of Lamar, you know.
Yeah, but see,
you know, if I had to sleep with Khloe Kardashian, I'd be a druggie too.
But see, let me point out, sir, that your name may be on the list, but unlike the other ones who are like in the witness protection program,
yeah.
Dennis Hoff keeps moving forward. You burned down his house, he got back up. You put a hole in his fucking pride and joy, the Bunny Ranch,
yeah.
He got back up. He opened the bar and had free drinks for everybody.
That's right.
This man does not stop. He will not be taken down by any goddamn curse. I just want to know if you believed in it,
yeah.
But I think that you're still not going to be taken down by it,
no
Dennis.
No way. It just gets better.
No, I'm not at all. I'm not going to allow that. I don't allow negativity in my life. I just get rid of it and move on to something fun. So that's what I do. And I'll tell you what I did for Memorial Day, Eddie.
Yes, go ahead.
Go to bunnyranch.com and Tice, ENTICE, and go to Sagebrush Ranch Passion. This young black girl. Both of them are Afro American girls,
mm-hmm.
And they wanted to start teasing me at the Memorial Day party. So I ended up with a threesome. with these two. They said, "Daddy, let's make an Oreo." I said, "Great, I'll be the creamy white center."
<There you go. laughs>
God, I love your life.
Yes.
Holy shit! I'm looking at the pictures. I know what I'm talking about. This is why,
yeah.
Let me tell you, no Kardashian curse, because this is why I can only imagine, with the year Dennis has had, can you imagine what his birthday is going to be like this year?
Ooh.
Can you imagine?
It's going to be nuts, Eddie.
It's going to be insane. Nuts. Insane.
Absolutely. It's going to be the craziest thing. We're estimating there'll be 200 girls there out for the party.
Wow.
And it's going to be a lot of fun.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. It's going to be the extravaganza. If I am so honored that I even get an invite to come to this thing, it's amazing. It's going to be 200 women plus me.
Yeah.
Eddie, you are the life of the party. Of course you're going to be there. As long as Newark Airport's there, you'll be there.
Woo! God bless Newark Airport! Fuck Al Qaeda. Suck a dick, ISIS.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Tell him, buddy.
Damn
That's
right.
Exactly right. And if it's not there, just grab an Uber and tell them to put it 69 Moonlight Road.
There you go.
He's got his own highway, folks. That's what he does. He's Dennis Hoff. Dennis, I'm going to let you get back to all those chicks. I'm going to let you get back to your life of lives. I know you have more brothels to get to tonight. I know you have stuff to do. You got tea parties. You got chicks that you might want to become a double stuff Oreo maybe tonight. Who knows?
I'm walking into the Kit Kat Ranch now. Suzette's waving to me. So I'm going to look up Kit Kat Ranch. I think it's KitKatRanch.com.
Yeah.
And some hot girls, hot fun. And Ron Jeremy's favorite porn chick is there, Kamisha Amato.
We just talked about her. We were just giving her a compliment of how beautiful she is and everything. We were just talking about her.
That's right.
I want to get her on. I'll get her on next week. Maybe Mickey Lynn also. I'll tell you the one I want to get on with you also is Alexis Adams. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I'm looking at a picture. Porn superstar Alexis Adams. That's all you need to know, people. Yes, that's sir. All you need to know. Dennis, I love you. You know that. I wish you nothing but good luck and good fortune forever.
Thank you, brother.
The house burning down is nothing.
Let's get one of the girls on next week, either Alexis Adams or Mickey Lynn or Kamisha Amato. Ron Jeremy, I'm going to get him on to tell stories about doing double penetration anal with Kamisha.
Yes, do that.
Great, that would be great.
Let's do that. Let's have a story time with Ron Jeremy.
I don't even know how
you
can do that.
His dick is so big, he probably did it himself.
Yeah.
Doubled that thing over.
Damn right. They folded it. I don't know what he did. Dennis, I love you, man. I'll talk to you later. Well, that was quick. Well, when Madame Suzette tells you to fucking go, you go. Let me tell you that right now. I told you. No, he hung up on me. And the phone actually worked this time. I didn't do it.
Okay.
Well, look at that shit. Now the phone is working. Do you know how much I want to fucking take this microphone? And just, I know it's Joe's property, and Joe will punch me in the dick, but I want to take it and just ram it across the fucking wall. Just because he just annoys me that like it works when it does work, but goddamn it, at least we got Dennis on.
It just goes through its phases. You know?
I know. It's like a woman.
It's like a woman, yeah.
So I'm fucking... You gotta be tender with it, I guess.
I know.
But yeah. Goddamn it, the women... If you don't... I don't even know why you go to porn sites. Just go to all of Dennis, all his brothels.
Yeah.
Just go to the websites and enjoy. Danny just had so much fun cycling through all the fucking pages.
I went to all the Sage Brook.
Really?
Yeah. He went to all of them.
Kit Kat, I just did the Kit Kat Ranch.
This is why I'm telling you, you need to fucking figure out how you can get that weekend.
Yeah.
All you have to do Friday, Saturday, and we would fly back Sunday.
Yeah.
We would leave on a Friday, we would fly back Sunday, because I got work on a Monday. I don't think I can take off for it. So I'm just saying, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's what you need to figure out, Danny. You do that during the break. You figure it out.
You'll have a great time, Danny.
Danny would have a ball.
Yeah.
And I want to bring that life to Danny. I want to go, Danny, and I want to walk into the party, pull Danny's pants down like this, and just pants him. And
hey, girls, look at this.
Lady, the buffet.
Look what I brought you.
The buffet is open. And then I just run. And then all the stragglers that I can't take that. I wish he had a smaller dick.
That's
and
right.
Then I slide in and go, hello.
Look, you know, it's true.
That's me.
We satisfy all sizes.
Damn
that's
right.
What we do, yeah.
Square peg, round hole. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. When we come back, more wine, more women, more song.
Ooh,
after these words.
All right.
What's your name, scumbag?
Ham Radio.
Wonderful. And while we're at it, we can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Great horny toad.
Now they will be here.
Forever. Adios, you chicken-plucking little stinker.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words to describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What, are you stupid?
Yeah! That's right. That's right, slide whistles. Get your slide whistles ready. Oh, yeah. It is, of course, too good to be true, is it? Is it? It's almost too good to be true. It's Be True Organics. All natural pain relief, non-addictive way to support the body and feel great. Nanotechnology for unprecedented absorption. Time-released and continuous relief, non-GMO support for pain and mood. I know, it sounds too good. It sounds almost too good to be true. It is Be True, B-E-T-R-U, organics.com, the best in the business. You can get it all, the body, the mind, the soul, all together. Check it out at BeTrueOrganics.com. That's B-E-T-R-U, organics.com. Check it out for yourself. I'm telling you, Joe's on it. I'm on it. Lots of people on it. You got to check it out. It will work for you. Mind, body, and soul. What more do you have to lose? Because guess what? Money back guarantee. That's right. Money back guarantee. All you have to do is go to BeTrueOrganics.com. That's B-E-T-R-U, organics.com. And remember, it's too good to be true. Yeah!
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley.
Ariana Grande fears further retaliation from the Manchester concert bombing. The singer promised to return for a special performance benefiting victims and their families, and per her endorsement contract with MAC Cosmetics, is contractually obligated to say hers will be the only Dynamite Nails at the show. Tiger Woods blames prescribed medications for his DUI arrest early yesterday morning. The golf legend was given a painkiller after developing repetitive motion injuries at the time he was cheating on his wife with multiple women. Called Bruce Hippenall. Kylie Jenner was accused of using Photoshop to create a wider gap between her thighs. What, like wide enough to fit two wrappers? Jaden Smith claimed a high-end Toronto hotel spiked his pancakes with cheese. With his performances in The Karate Kid and After Earth, clearly Jaden knows a thing or two about leaving a bad taste in someone's mouth.
And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter @RockinWrap-Up.
memories are just where you lay down. Drag the waters till the depths give up their dead. What did you expect to find?
Was it something you left behind?
No.
Yes, it was.
No.
Everything and everything I said to fall away. Leave me to myself to fall away. Lay down, lay down in my hurry. Hands again. 718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show. Yeah.
Maybe, maybe not.
So, by the way, Mark, you know Mark, a.k.a. The new Bruce Jenner.
Correct.
Who's working behind the scenes. Mark, I don't know if you're still listening via the Facebook Live. If you are, I can't really turn right this very second because I'm doing something. But hit us up, 718-577-1389. He gave us he's working behind the scenes as a bodyguard, and he was with supposedly Ariana Grande during the explosions in Manchester. And now supposedly because she's going back for the concert.
Is this going to be a free concert?
Well, yeah, supposedly
for those that were there.
But wait a minute. Here's the problem. Now, of course, is where there's Ariana Grande, there's always controversy. Supposedly, people that got their tickets second party, even in England, for the Ariana Grande concert, the original one, the one that was, you know, with the explosions,
correct,
the terrorist attack, supposedly can't get the free tickets.
Why?
Because it is not, you know.
Their name wasn't on there.
Their name's not on the list because it's like through a second party. Where is the fucking thing for the air conditioner?
Wherever you put it.
No, but I put it. Where is it?
Well,
I don't know. Leave it on.
Did you eat it?
No.
Did you sit on it?
I didn't eat it. Or sit on it. I don't think I did.
I'm freezing.
I can't turn it off until I get it.
Well, anyway. So if you hear any noise in the background, it's our air conditioner.
It's me freezing.
But also, apparently, like, there's a bunch of people now doing this show with her. And
possibly... it's a laundry list. It's Justin Bieber. It's Katy Perry.
Oh, it's going to be like a benefit concert.
It's a benefit concert.
Right, and apparently even Oasis is going to get back together for this.
Wow, this is a big... Ooh.
Haven't these people been through enough?
Yeah.
For Christ's sake.
Don't they know this?
Did they really need Liam and Noel Gallagher to get back together for...
They're going to bomb twice.
For a shitty performance, yeah. I mean, these people have been through enough. They don't need any more. But either way...
You know, I kind of wonder, well, then why are the people that were there going back? You know what I mean?
I don't... Well, they're
if
going
you
back,
already lived through it, why would you tempt it? And,
because you stand up... against the fear. That's the whole point.
I understand.
Terrorism is to instill terror.
Yeah.
Yes.
You fight against the terror. The first ever being fearless is to fear less.
That's
correct.
So you don't go there and you do go there. You don't go there with the fucking animosity. You go there, you know, with your chest out.
That's right.
Swolled with pride because it's like, you can't knock us down. The same way we were just telling Dennis Hoff.
Absolutely.
About the fire and the fucking guy driving the truck through the bunny ranch, you stay positive. You get up and you go, fuck you, terrorist.
But if you've already seen her and, you know, perhaps it wasn't a good show, why would you want to go back?
Well, it's not just her. Now it's Bieber, Katy Perry. Do we have the list?
It'll be a big show. Otherwise, they'll bomb twice.
Joe just keeps doing the bomb joke. Did you notice?
Yeah,
okay.
Until somebody gets it.
We got it.
It was really, really bad, and we were kind of hoping, you know, nobody else would notice it either.
In the words of Jim Norton, we heard you. Okay? I heard you. The fact of the matter is, though, that I don't have the list in front of me. I know that Mark just sent it, but I can't get it if it's over there. Oh. From what I know, the big names, Katy Perry, Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, supposedly Oasis getting back together.
That was a rumor.
It's a rumor, supposedly. Take it as a rumor. Don't take it with a grain of fucking salt.
Some of them are Bieber, Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, Coldplay, Pharrell Williams.
Usher, he's happy.
Niall Horan. Horan, whatever the fuck that did. One Direction asshole.
Oh.
This concert's going to go out till 4 in the morning.
So basically, somebody's going to go up there, sing a song, get off. Another 20 minutes, somebody else is going to go. So it's not even a con. It's just a.
It's a show.
It's a big FU to terrorism, William.
It'll be an event. They'll probably televise it. They'll all make $1 zillion. They'll make an album out of it.
Now, if they give the money to the people that were injured, hurt, and all of that, that's wonderful.
All proceeds should go, even though they're in England and they have free medical. Because that's what England does.
Yeah, but you
still proceeds should go to the families, the victims' families. That's
correct.
There should be nothing. There should be zero going anywhere else.
Three deaths on this one.
More than three deaths.
There were many.
There were many deaths, Joe.
There really were.
And a shitload of people injured. Yes.
Wow.
Did you not watch the news when it happened?
I read the headline, but that's about it.
There's these little words underneath the headline. It's called the article.
Oh,
and you read the article. And you learn all. So, Billy, find the stats.
Yeah.
Just to shut him up.
It was depressing.
I know it's depressing, but find the stats because I know that more than three people died.
Well, I didn't know. You know, it could have been 30.
I know that more than three people perished from this. I'm just saying that they're redoing the concert. And I don't see how the music of Ariana Grande will heal a nation.
It was a shame.
That's just me.
A lot of them were kids, young people.
I have my. You know me. I've met Ariana multiple times. I don't like her. I think that she's just a spoiled brat. 22 people dead?
Dead after blast at Ariana Grande.
All right, so 22 people dead, Joe. You were off by a buttload.
Yeah. Didn't she used to go out with Zach?
No,
she didn't go out with Zach. Zach wishes she went out with him.
He may have known her.
Zach, I think, saw her tit once.
Oh, he did?
I think that was it. That was it.
Didn't the whole internet?
That's big.
And also, I have such stories with her. That's the thing, like, the guy, because she's, I can't even word this where I won't get sued.
Person A.
It's not names. If I say, like with now and with then, because if you do the math.
So, said person should have a job at the Bunny Ranch?
No.
Yeah, well,
she's too small and be nasty. All right, let's just say when person A wasn't with Ariana, there was a person B that slid right in and person B was doing person A was fucking Ariana. Let's just put it that way.
All I'm saying is it gets
me so annoyed because, like, the presentation of who they perceive her to be. Because, like, my nieces go, oh, and they start singing all the songs and shit, and you're like, oh, my God, dude, if you knew who the fuck she was.
You'd be like,
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Every time I hear her in conversation, because, dude, we had to deal with her multiple times. I had to personally deal with her at least three times that I can totally tell you stories about.
Wow.
That, and you know what's funny? The names that are supposedly not the bigger ones, that were on same shows as her, way nicer.
Oh, she's not
way fucking nice.
She's not nice.
There is one. What the fuck is her name? Liz Gillies, who's on they're redoing Dynasty.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, they're redoing Dynasty. She's on the show
bitch!
Now. Yeah. Well, no. It's the best because she was on a kid's show. Now, when you watch the trailer, she's getting eaten out in the back of a limo by the driver.
Ooh.
Oh, it's phenomenal. She's that fucking hot. Really? She was also on Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, which was on FX with Bobby. What the fuck is it? I'm forgetting his name right now.
Dennis Leary.
No, Dennis Leary's on the show, but Bob. What the fuck is the comedian's name? Bob.
Guten
who's
Bob.
On our show? Fuck, I can't remember.
Bob
I can
Kelly?
See him. Bob Kelly. Thank you. Holy fuck! I just Bob Kelly's gonna kick my ass now. But I can't remember his name.
Danny said,
"Can we film that?"
But anywho, she was on that show where she played more of an adult fucking character. But this is she's on Dynasty now. That girl so fucking nice. Didn't have to be nice. She's like legitimately like a tough girl. She will fuck you up, like, but nicer than anything. Sure. Victoria Justice, who was on the shows with her. Nice. See, I don't give a fuck. If Ariana Grande wanted to fucking ever throw shade my way and ever, like, wanted to get into a verbal sparring match with me, I will bring up shit that I know that will literally... You think licking the donut and saying she hates America was a lot? Woo, bitch, you want to play? We'll play. Yeah. That's all I'm saying on that, but... That's right, interrupting monkey. The fact of the matter is that she never nice to anybody, with the exception of Zach, because he was up her ass so much he could tell what she had for breakfast. And but Victoria
Burritos.
Victoria Justice, nicer than the day is long. Liz Gillies, amazing. Yeah, definitely jerked off to both. Outstanding women. Very nice. Gabby Douglas, who was fucking an Olympic gold medalist.
Oh, yeah,
the
I
gymnast.
Know who she is, yeah.
Phenomenal. Yeah. So fucking, her whole family was nice.
She's so tiny.
The other one, not nice, because let me tell you right now, it's because she grew up in a rich family where her mother was is a fucking billionaire. Oh. She does not give, yes, was she affected by this thing? Of course she is. Oh. Of course she is. It was a bombing. It was a terrorist act at her concert. But the fact of the matter is, what, give it a couple of months? Not gonna care. I'm just saying, because it's not about her. She got so much fucking press from the bombing. Every other fucking word out of the newscast was Ariana Grande.
Of course.
Ariana Grande concert. Bombing at the Ariana Grande concert.
That's not helpful.
Everybody on the internet making bomb jokes like Joe did 7 bazillion fucking times.
I made jokes.
You know what I mean? Like, it is without question the truth, though. That she is not a nice person, but I'm glad that she's at least, I will give her this compliment. I'm glad that she's going back and standing up and doing something. However, I better fucking know that all those proceeds are going to the relief effort.
Yeah.
Right. To the victims.
Help those.
That's what it should be.
She has to go back, as if she didn't, and she would catch so much shit.
Yeah, but she catches shit all the time, and it seems like, dude, do you realize that they carry her backstage? She doesn't want to walk. She's like a baby.
You're
they
kidding.
Carry her.
She doesn't walk
to the stage. They pick her up like a baby.
She can't follow the directions?
No. Left, right, left,
hello,
right.
Hello, Cleveland.
She can't figure it out.
Where are we?
No, that's ACD. Can't even find the fucking stage. She gets carried to the fucking stage.
That's pretty weird.
All right? Because she I'm telling you, she grew up...
People carry me.
She grew up in a world where she got everything...
Don't touch me there.
She got everything she ever wanted in life.
Two words, stretched, but JJ.
And probably the only one... The only other thing I can say is her brother had to work for it because he was in the fucking... He's in the shadow.
Wow.
Frankie Grande, look him up. Holy crap, I've never seen so many sequins in an outfit on a man.
Does he have talent?
Sorry, Joe, I couldn't hear you. My headphones crapped out. Okay.
Bedazzled.
Don't even want to answer that question.
Okay.
But the fact of the matter is, it legitimately is got everything she ever wanted out of life. Never heard no. Never heard any. Look, she's a piece of ass. Men want to fuck her. That will always happen.
Yeah.
She knows what she's doing. She's selling sex.
Like
that's what she's doing.
Yeah.
Let's not say... Now, don't get me wrong. I had debates about her when we were in the studio, when people would be like, she's a phenomenal singer. She's going to make it. She's going to make it because she had her mother backing her. She was on a top fucking show. There was no way she could have not have made it. There was not a... She could have legitimately walked out in a Hitler outfit with the mustache and still fucking made it. So stop acting as if she has... No, but girls that can sing, no offense, are a dime a dozen. Yeah. I think Joe can even attest to that. Well, even with the octave range that she has.
There's a lot more to it than singing.
No, it's a presentation. I understand that.
It's a bit of everything, yeah. And it's ambition. Part of it's ambition.
Ariana, shush. I get that. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, like, because everyone was like, oh, my God, Eddie, you don't even understand how she can sing. I'm like, dude, I went to high school with girls that could fucking blow her out of the water octave-wise. I'm not even joking.
I can believe that.
People that don't follow their dreams or don't fucking ever pursue their talent annoy me. So I can't say that she fucking pursued her talent because she had a rich mommy. She had a show that was... She had a couple. She had a spinoff of the other show. She legitimately was a industry unto herself.
Wrong.
When it comes to children's programming. There was no way she wasn't going to make it. So let's not act as if she only made it on talent. That's what annoys me. She didn't just make it on... No, she doesn't look like a horse. Let's not say that she made it just talent. On talent. She has talent. Not going to say she doesn't.
Yeah.
But you know what? A girl that's attractive and that can sing is a dime a dozen. I bet you Joe could find a shitload of them.
Yeah, that's very true. But
yeah.
You know, but you have to realize that she was...
As her lawyers are amping up,
she has the,
watching the Facebook
She has
life.
The other stuff that goes with the talent and the, you know, there's the ambition, there's the drive, there's the willingness to work on these routines and go through the schedule.
Yeah, but Joe, is it really...
Put up with the bullshit of the record companies and the executives and things. There's so much to it.
Yeah, but
she doesn't do that. She has people for that.
She has people for that. She's not fucking doing that, Joe. You're saying it
yeah,
like...
Yeah, but there's so many of them that crash under the pressure.
But absolutely, you know? Joe, but when you have a mommy that's guiding your career, who has enough money.
It helps,
exactly. She's not like, she wasn't like on the streets with a box and a dream.
Yeah. She
and
wasn't,
she's like, oh yeah, by the way, she could sing.
She wasn't in a warehouse working somewhere,
yeah.
You know,
and somebody
12
went,
hours
oh.
a day, and then she had to like go and pursue a career on top of that.
Yeah, no, it absolutely
everything
helps
in
to
her
have,
life
yeah.
was cut
the,
up
you know,
and
the,
geared
the support
and pushed her
behind
there.
You
dude, she had shit,
the
Joe,
money.
let's stop with the BS. She had things handed to her. I'm not going to lie about it. I don't know, see why you are. It's different than like a person that is struggling.
It's not that I'm lying about it. I just know that that's not all it takes. Just because people hate
no,
it
no, I know
you,
that.
Doesn't you, mean you're going to make it.
No, you have to be able to back it up.
You know,
I got that.
So many
that.
People get the breaks and they still don't make it.
I got that. But dude, she...
They get there and fuck
But also,
it all
wait,
up.
Wait, hold on. Rewind the tape, though. She got the breaks, absolutely. And there is no way you're going to fail when you have... The number one rated show in that age demo.
Yeah.
You're not gonna, you have Nickelodeon backing you.
Yeah.
You
Those
have a
people
spin-
are coming with you wherever
yeah.
you go.
You have a spinoff that only failed and went away because the two of them in real life, oh, here's a little fucking newsflash for everybody.
Didn't like each other.
Didn't like each other. In real life, did not like each other. Big ups to Jeanette McCurdy, by the way, who was another one that was nicer than anything on when I was at Zach's show. Did not like each other. Gee, Joe, I wonder why, though. Didn't like each other. Why?
Well, she wasn't a nice person.
Exactly. That's my point. Yeah.
Somebody got better drugs delivered to this town than the other one. I don't know.
You leave Mary-Kate and Ashley out of this. What I'm saying is she didn't work.
She didn't work hard for her
She
money.
Wasn't a girl on The Voice that was discovered by like a chair spinning around going, that girl.
That's the difference, Danny. I think she did work hard for her money. She worked with you. Know, she had it, but it's because I don't care how much pull you have behind you, you still got to work hard.
Yeah, but I don't. But what work is she really doing, Joe? I'm not knocking people that go to a studio and perform, Joe. But that's not. It's work,
yourself,
but it's fun work.
Yeah, well, of
that's
course.
Not work. She's not fucking driving a truck.
Everybody likes what they do. You know, look at yourself. How hard you're working to get where you got to
exactly.
get.
Exactly.
You know, it's hard.
Yes, but I'm not doing brain surgery.
And you know, if you're a nice person, people are going to say, "What a great guy." But if you're a prick, they're going to say you're a prick. But you got there.
Yeah, leave Billy out of this.
Leave me out of this. I got nothing to do with this.
Well, you're still just to get there.
Yeah, Billy will tell me I'm a prick. Dan.
Yeah.
When these two peons fucking say it, it goes on beyond. Because I bust my ass. I'm the Ariana Grande of this show.
You.
Lick my donut and tell me how much you hate America.
You had everything handed to you.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, you
the
know.
Only thing I've ever had handed to me was food. All right, shut up.
Open wide.
You didn't turn that down.
I didn't turn that shit down at all. I'm just saying, Joe, I know, trust me, I know a lot of stuff that I can't even go into.
Well, I'm not saying she's not a prick, a lousy person.
No, 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 not even that. I'm talking about behind the scenes shit where people, where other doors had opened that would never open for anybody else.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm not saying it doesn't help to and have I'm that saying, support team. It does.
Yes, but I'm saying, Joe, that
you still have to back it up. Like,
but Joe, hold on. The knob on the door, Joe, was made of hundreds. Ooh. Do you understand what I'm saying?
And cocaine.
Possibly. Allegedly. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not saying it. Joe did. Sue Joe. I'm not saying it. Okay? Hi, Nickelodeon. Sue Joe. I'm just saying that she annoys the ever-loving shit out of me because I know her not personally. I've met her. I don't want to say I know her personally, like we're hanging out and, you know, going drinking and shit.
Says you're a jilted lover, right?
Shooting a shit. I am a jilted.
Oh, that whole world annoyed me.
Yeah.
You know who was nice? The chick that was on the Miley Cyrus show there on that Hannah Montana with Miley, the one that was the best friend. She was fucking, I don't even know her name. She was fucking really nice. She was really nice.
Was she somebody's brother?
No. Oh, yeah, Haley Joel Osment's sister. That's who that is. Wow. Yeah, she was fucking really nice because she, we were at at Goom. That her shit got locked in a room and then she couldn't get her stuff and she's like rich and famous and has to leave and can't get her shit. And we've locked her shit in a room.
Yeah.
And Uncle Eddie had to, I don't know, break down a door. I'm just saying that, you know, the biggest bull in the China shop came in and got her shit.
I can do it.
And then you should have whipped out your clit and say, now thank me.
Now thank me. Use two fingers and thank me.
Don't run so fast.
Yes. This rape is getting awkward. It just annoys me.
How do you really feel?
It annoys me because nothing will happen to her. She will become the prime minister of fucking Manchester. It's nuts.
She's going to replace Theresa May.
Get out, bitch. I'm in charge of England.
They only let us see what they allow us to see.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what I'm saying. She will be rewarded. That's my problem. All she is, and people like her to me, because a guy that is actually working for everything, is fuel for the fire under my ass. Because she is the type that got everything handed. And I don't even think it was a silver. I think it was a platinum platter. It wasn't even silver.
Wow. It was gold pressed platinum.
Ugh. Anyway, brought in by a midget dripped in gold. That's what she, you know, that's cool. The type. And I am the exact opposite. I am very blue collar, busting my ass trying to be fucking, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm blue collar in a white collar world. I'll be fucking straight up honest. I work in a place where everyone dresses way better than me.
Really?
Way better. I show up in a fucking security t-shirt and a pair of jeans.
What do they wear?
Since this morning. I
Armani suits.
Not even that. there are those that are there that are wearing Armani suits. But I think what I have to do now, I think I have to start bringing.
Get a wardrobe.
No, I have a sport. I have a very nice sport coat that I can instantly dress up my T-shirt in a heartbeat. Yeah. I think I have to start bringing it and storing it there.
That's so 80s, dude.
I'm going to start doing a lot of things 80. Coke.
Yeah.
I'm going to do some blow.
Well, that's fun.
We're going to go get a giant limo with a boomerang antenna on the back. That's what we're going to do. Yeah. I'm totally going to American Psycho the shit out of this thing because I got to make it work.
If I ever get rich, I'm going to have a limo and make sure they put a boomerang antenna on it.
I have to. Boomerang antenna for life, bitch. Do you know what you call a boomerang that doesn't work?
What?
Frisbee. Oh. Did you know that?
That was pretty good.
I knew that. Thank you.
And then the professor escapes from Gilligan's Island and invents the Frisbee and then realizes it was already invented.
And the fine people at Whammo go, dick. Get on your boat. Thank you for Dennis Hoff being on the show again.
Yeah.
He never fails. He never fails.
He's always good.
He was really not feeling too fucking good. He had shit to do.
Yeah.
Still fucking delivered. Two beautiful women. Still delivered. Hopefully, maybe we'll have those chicks on next week.
And Ron Jeremy.
And Ron Jeremy. Why the hell not? Absolutely, I would love that. Sure. I've talked to Ron Jeremy numerous times. I bet you he has no clue who the fuck I am. I have 9 million pictures
with
him.
He's always asleep half the time.
He's always asleep half the time. And let me tell you, one of the nicest guys, though. He loves telling stories. He's very funny. I'd love. It would be an honor to
First
have Ron
thing he
on.
Tells you is, never get into porn.
Well, why are we all looking at the clocks? What happened?
I don't know.
Are we supposed to be off the air?
No, we're not.
Oh, that's the thing. Do we have a shitload of time?
No, we don't. According to Billy's clock is 2 minutes faster than this.
So Billy's saying that we should be off in two minutes?
No.
Or Billy's saying that we're 2 minutes under?
Well, I'm just saying my clock is wrong.
I know, but when you have two of my producers looking at each other going, they did that whole,
I don't know.
It scares the fuck out of you, quite frankly. Remember, free speech is never silent, so always always speak the fuck up. Even if you're Kathy Griffin, speak the fuck up. But remember, embrace the backlash, bitches. Embrace the backlash. And remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken, make sure it doesn't look like Kathy Griffin.
That's right.
Hey, that rhymes. To everybody else, including Dennis Hoff and my extended family at the Bunny Ranch and all the other brothels, I say AMF, my friends. That's adios, motherfucker!
Shut up.
Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.